of the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
We're your station, 88.9 KETR. It's Friday morning. That means it's time to speak with our resident movie expert, Alice Reese. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville Herald Banner, the Rockwall Herald Banner, and of course for us here at KETR. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Well, and sorry, I'm filling in for Daniel. So you and I, we haven't chatted for quite a few, I guess, years on the radio. I sure hope
It has been years.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully I remember how to do this and I don't embarrass myself. So, hey, talk about some movies. What are we seeing this weekend?
The Other Woman is the wide release, and it's a comedy. And nowadays that means most of the time that it's kind of a raunch fest, and it is indeed. It stars, the head of it is Cameron Diaz, but actually I called it the Leslie Mann Show. Leslie Mann is this actress who is quite good, but she's more famous for being Mrs. Judd Apatow.
Right.
And she is really the star of this movie in the sense that she gets all the wild and wacky bits.
Right.
She's a wronged woman. Her husband is running around on her. It turns out he has not one, but two mistresses. One of them is played by Cameron Diaz. She's a very sophisticated lawyer.
Sure.
And the other one is played by somebody. I didn't know who she was, but she's Kate Upton. I've been lost. But she's a supermodel in real life.
Oh, well, see, now, Alice, I can tell you who Kate Upton is. I didn't realize.
All right. And I said that she is physically impressive but flat in the acting department. She just about does the movie in with her inability to
emote. Sure. My guess is she ends up being the other woman. I don't know. I'm just...
She is. No,
don't ruin it.
There's two other women.
Oh,
Cameron Diaz and... And anyway, they... Just like the First Wives Club, in that sense, these women join forces and they go, it's a revenge flick then. They go after the cheating husband.
Right.
And lots of slapstick and silliness and too many of these big dog sequences. There's this great big dog and he's a waste of time.
Right.
And also a new guy I didn't know, I really like Taylor Kinney. He plays... the brother of the Leslie Mann character, and I enjoy him. But it's nothing new. We've seen it before, but there are some very funny moments, especially if Leslie Mann has this slapstick ability, and she's very tiny and kind of a whiny person in general, but very, very fun to watch.
Well, and she did, I think, an excellent job whenever we saw her in, for instance, This is 40. That was kind of centered around her. She kind of had a leading role in that movie. And of course, if we hearken back to, I think we originally began to learn who she was back whenever she was co-starring in George of the Jungle, that gem.
Remember, yes. Yes, that's right.
I think that's where she met Judd Apatow, and that's where their romance flourished.
Yes, and he wrote some nice parts for her, but he didn't have anything to do with this one. This was anyway, so I can recommend people to see it, very mature people, to see it for her performance.
Good. What else do we have that we may not be able to see in Greenville?
Only Lovers Left Alive. This is an art house movie by Jim Jarmusch, who started out doing these tiny little movies, and now this is really his masterpiece. It's about vampires, but these are not like the teen ones with the toothless ones I refer to that we're so familiar with. This is a really sophisticated movie and sexy, witty, and it was up for the top award at the Cannes Film Festival last year, so it's not your average, blood-sucking movie.
Right,
and,
of course.
Anyway, and it stars Tilda Swinton, who has won an Oscar.
She'd make a good vampire, I guess.
And Tom Hiddleston. And it's all kind of a dichotomy. She is in Tangier. She's very blonde. Her name is Eve. And he is her centuries-long lover. And he is in Detroit for some strange reason. And he's got dark hair. And anyway, they talk, but they haven't seen each other in, 100 years or so. But he has become a secret popular recording artist. Nobody's ever seen him, but he has this vintage equipment, and he makes these records that turn out to be very, very good, and he's wealthy because of it. Anyway, the story turns on how they come back together. She has to fly in an airplane, which is, I thought, quite a hoot to see how hard it is for a vampire to fly because, you know, they have to always be in the dark.
Right,
and,
sure.
It's tough. And so, anyway, there's a lot of wit. And also, there's another character, John Hurt, who is Christopher Marlowe. And he is the Christopher Marlowe, the one who, in reality, according to this, wrote Shakespeare's plays.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in Tangier. Very, very complicated movie. Also has Eve's sister, Ava. And she shows up and causes a whole lot of trouble. But it's kind of indescribable. It's just a fantastic movie, but weird.
Well, we shall have to go find it wherever they're playing it in order to see Tilda Swinton getting on and off a plane again. That sequence itself sounds like it might be worth the price of admission.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, and they're blood popsicles they have. I enjoyed those too.
Well, yeah, blood popsicles, of course. This is obviously a comedy.
Efficient.
Even if this weren't a comedy, it sounds like we'd be rolling in the aisles laughing anyway. So, and before we started chatting here, you said that we, if not for the beautiful weather, sometimes a little bit of rain, there's yet another indicator that summer is upon us.
It's the first superhero movie opens next Friday.
That's right. It is
Amazing Spider-Man 2, bringing back Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. And this is, they reinvented this franchise to a vast success, and I understand that this second one is going to be quite good, too.
Have you seen it yet? Have you gotten a preview?
No, I haven't, but I guess they have in England. I looked at a lot of reviews, and they all sound very British, but I guess they've already seen it. I didn't see any negatives at all, except they said it is a little too much like the first one. The villains in this one are played by Jamie Foxx as Electro and Paul Giamatti, who is the Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 140 minutes long. I don't know why they have to be so long.
They're getting longer and longer, aren't they?
I don't know what the point of that is. It's in 3D.
Right.
And it's summer here.
You know, at some point they're going to start offering admissions and letting us all head to the snack bar and pick up our popcorn and Cokes and all that, like they used to show the little animation, you know?
Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, is that...
I can sing that. Yes, I know that.
Well, why don't you sing that for us next time? How about that?
I just did.
Alice, it's always a treat to get to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Great.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville Herald Banner, the Rockwall Herald Banner, and for us here at KETR. We are your station, 88.9.